I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
The Nightside Project. Finish the day happy, happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, this is The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Look at our episode frequency, Alex. It's getting better.
Gone up. It has gone up. That's a good point.
Getting
Yeah. Look, I'm excited to do this. Every time I get a chance that we can do an episode, I love it.
Well, you know, pretty soon we'll be back on top. Before long, we'll be KSL's number one podcast again. We just have to take care of that pesky Dave Cawley and his cold podcast.
Like, can you really support a podcast that relies on tragedy to be able to get you some content? I mean, come on.
I'm just trying to think of, is there a better mystery that we could solve?
We can find some. Yeah.
We can call it warm.
Okay, now I will say this. I read something the other day. So, so you know who James Dean is?
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, the actor? James Dean, who passed away in a car accident, of course. I think it was 1953, 1955, 1950s. And he's driving this this crazy, like, rare Porsche. I mean, rare in the sense that, like, they weren't even, you know, it was a roadster that they had made. And anyway, he was kind of, I think he was trying to, like, he was going to race it.
1955.
Yeah, so he was racing, and he had this crazy cool Porsche. It was, like, silver. Anyway, somebody didn't see him. And anyway, he was flying down, I think, up in Los Angeles Hills. And anyway, he died, right? Now, the car, the mangled car itself was, like taken around and shown as like a, hey, be safe driving type of thing. Remember when you were in high school and they like brought a wrecked car and they're like, don't drive drowsy or don't drive drunk on prom night. They did that at my high school. And so in this one, they showed that car on display for a long time to be like, hey, the danger of driving too fast. So then at some point, the mangled car got stolen. Okay. Some of the pieces were taken off of it. The mangled car got stolen. Right now, like the rear axle is like the original rear axle, because that wasn't the main chassis of the car was stolen, and like the, you know, the big bulk of it was stolen. But there's still only one piece still like around that they know of.
Wow.
And the mystery is that it's been packed away somewhere and somebody knows where it is. You know what I mean? That chassis,
sure,
they think at auction would likely go for between $10 and $15 million.
Oh, geez, yeah. You're kidding.
So I mean, a wrecked Porsche, right? The axle that they found, there's just this like rear axle thing. It's going right now. It's at auction for like $150,000. It's got like 2 weeks left at the auction. $150,000 for this rear axle does nothing. It was just in the car accident, right?
That's what
I'm saying,
amazing.
If you and I can find that Porsche,
I've got Wikipedia.
What does
here.
It say? The Porsche.
It was a Porsche 550 Spyder.
Spyder 550 Spyder. Yes. So if we can just find that, then we'll be good. And then we won't need your ten to fifteen million downloads, because we'll have $10 to $15 million. You know what I'm saying? So
now
I'm just saying, would you be willing to go down that road?
So absolutely, I would. So when I was growing up, you know what car they would drag around to high schools?
What?
In that same way, they had a trailer, was completely demolished.
It was to scare you, right?
It was John Stockton's car.
Oh, from that crash in Spain, or where it was like before the Olympics, right?
I don't know. I just know that it was John Stockton's car, and they would drag it around, park it out in front of a high school.
Yeah, that was some morbid stuff. What was our problem? Because that's like just scary. Remember, we used to have to watch those videos in Driver's Ed that would scare you too. Be like, this guy died, and they'd show it.
I remember one. You can find it on, on YouTube.
You.
It was called Mechanized Death.
Oh, yeah. See? See, that they're just basically don't look it up. I don't want you to look it up. My heavens, I don't want to see any of that
mechanized
stuff.
Death.
Yeah. They show you the aftermath of bad crashes.
Oh,
and
they
like,
drag bodies out of the car. Yes. I mean, it's like Johnny
and his friend tried to beat a train.
Yeah. And it's, you don't want to see any of that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. No. Maybe that would, although have you noticed it has nothing to do with like the actual like teaching kids to drive safer. It's just almost totally about the cars being more safe these days. I saw a massive accident today on Foothill. There were 45 airbags deployed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Every window in that thing, and all these, and all the cars that were involved, all had that white, curtain of airbag. And I'm thinking, we are in a crazy age.
That's right. Human error will always be human error. Yeah. The reason why
kids are dumb, and that'll happen.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, man. So I completely agree with you. It's all about the safety features in cars. That's what does the job, and that's why
Dave Colley just walked by, by the way.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I think he
grab him.
Us.
See what he thinks of your James Dean idea.
No, he's. I think he walked to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I should. I should wave him in and go, Dave. What's up? So, what's your next tragedy?
We're thinking series three.
Have you heard of mechanized death before? Or maybe you get to see how they made those things.
So, that's why I'm not driving my car, because I got a new car.
Yeah, and tell me about it.
I'm not driving it on the freeway. Ever.
They said, I will tell you right now, they said part of the accident was the silver color of the Porsche. And I happen to know for a fact that your car is silver.
It is silver, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but that car that I have, I love driving it to work and back,
Buick
every morning.
Skylark,
it's beautiful,
1997 Buick Skylark. I thought it was a great choice by you.
Yeah, right. And, but I'm never driving it on the freeway. And I told my kids, look, guys, this car is 40 miles an hour max, 45, that's like as fast as you'll ever go on streets. Don't go faster than that. It's a death trap.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
it can go 120 miles an hour.
Oh, it can. It doesn't have like a get. It doesn't have a real get up and go though, does it? It's got that lag. I know about it. I've driven that same type of car.
It's a V8, so it'll get up and go, but not like off the line.
A little bit of a boat. They're heavy.
But it's it's a death trap,
good
man.
For you.
It's a death trap. So
hey, everybody, Ethan's doing really well. Okay, he just wanted to let you know.
I paid almost $8,000 for a new car. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know if you...
You know what's funny is I'm trying to convince
my wife. I'm a pretty big deal.
I know. I'm trying to convince my wife for another car. I would never say a new car because that'll never happen in our lives. Yeah. But I don't know. It doesn't even matter how much success we can have as a couple. She's like, I'm never buying a new car. Are you kidding? So I don't know.
I said,
honey, that just keeps our self-esteem low. We can't achieve unless we get a brand new car. Come on. So I don't know. I think I'm consigned to I will always be the thing I will always have is just a used car that'll carry a lot of kids in it. That's kind of my thing.
Well, but you're not gonna have kids forever. Yeah. They're gonna move on, go do other things with their lives, stop
you
calling
say
you.
That. You say that, but at this rate things are not it looks the opposite.
Look,
so.
I know it seems interminable. I know parenting seems interminable. But I think I've got about 10 more years of kids in the house. And then, in terms of cars, Alex, everything's going to change.
Sky's the limit.
And you know what's going to happen is once you reach that point.
Everything's going to be electric.
Everything's going to be electric, yeah. But also,
and automated.
By
then, we won't even want cars. It's just, you whistle into your watch and then a car shows up and takes you with nobody driving it and takes you to your next destination.
Or you're going to come home one day and you're going to say, Colin, look at my new jetpack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to say, you got a new one?
Yeah.
Because
as
soon as you lift off from the jetpack lot, thing loses
that
a third of its value.
Well, and not only that, if you ever lease a jetpack, you're a fool. Everyone's dad's lessons start coming back again. I'm going to be honest. I always look at leases and go, why are they foolish?
I don't think they're as foolish as people say.
Yeah.
As long as... What you do is you consign yourself to always paying for a car.
I will not own this car.
Permanently monthly payments, but you get a new car every couple of years. So if you're fine with that, if you're fine with just always having,
a
couple hundred bucks in car payments and you don't care, it's part of your lifestyle.
Which we don't have. That's part of the problem.
We've
paid off cars and that's our dream. We're living the dream.
You're living the dream, man. Yeah. You're doing it.
Hey, my neighbor over-fertilized his lawn. Mm-hmm. And just burned the crap out of it.
Oh, did he?
And it's
really?
his pride and joy. And couldn't help but get a little bit of a, stinks to be you, buddy.
I finally diagnosed a major lawn problem.
What was it, bugs?
Yeah.
It's those bugs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
did you hit it with that
I haven't put anything down yet. I just discovered this over the weekend because I had a break in a water line, sprinkler line.
Yeah.
So I had to dig it up. I'm still in the process of digging it up, by the way.
Do you have grubs or what?
Yeah, man. These giant white grubs that are probably, man, an inch to an inch and a half long.
Yeah, fry them up. See what happens.
And I threw them out in the street and some birds ate them.
Yeah, of course.
And I found two and I was like, geez, what are these? And then I looked it up and and then all of a sudden everything became clear. I was like, holy cow, this is what the problem
is. Look, you're going to be hosting the garden show in a couple weeks.
I am. So yeah, two Saturdays in June, I'm hosting the garden show.
Let me just dial you up here. Triazicide. Okay.
Triazicide.
Found at any of your local home.
Yeah, I've seen it before. We've got an Ace Hardware right here near me. And
they're it's actually not expensive. And it seriously is one treatment, like usually a year. You can just kind of, and it doesn't do anything to the rest of your lawn. Not a thing.
No kidding.
Triazicide, insect killer. Yep.
Yeah, I saw it. I noticed the bag because the bag that I saw had an exclamation point on it. So triazicide, exclamation point.
Oh,
I thought, oh,
okay.
That's cool. Kind of interesting.
Well, just do that because it'll get that giant bag, get like the 40-pound bag and run that thing around and then keep the other half of the bag because that'll keep you for next year too. And no joke, and that you put that on before you water, it gets down in there. On the watering, and then bada bing, bada boom, you got no bugs. And then suddenly your lawn starts getting green again. It's kind of crazy.
Well, that's what I'm going to do because I overseeded the whole lawn, front and back.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of effort into it over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So I need to protect that. All right. So I'm going to do it because I found those grubs and boy.
Yeah. And a picture of those bugs are on the bag too, of those white grubs.
Oh, are they?
It
really?
Actually says won't kill these. So. Won't kill these. Sorry. No.
But drink this, and then you'll forget you have them in your lawn.
It says 100-plus insects. I'm like, whose lawn is that? Jeez.
I have ants on one side.
Hey, ticks on one of them, too. So if you've got Lyme disease situation here, then let's figure it out.
I guess Utah has ticks, but I've never once been bitten.
Texas, it was always tick control. Everything was tick control all the time.
Yeah,
check your armpits, Boy Scouts. Check your armpits.
I don't know why people live nether regions. In the South.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the ticks and the fire ants. I just look at that and I just think, what kind of hellscape?
Alligators on the golf course.
You get far enough down, it's alligators. Yeah. I mean, like alligator kid killed the kid at Disney World, man.
I know.
I mean.
Yeah. Dave Colley's looking into it.
Cold episode.
That's terrible.
Cold season three. We'll do James Dean.
If I see him walk by,
then we'll do the homicide alligators.
homicide alligators. Jeez, you said
Crocicide.
You had something. You said you had something today. So go ahead, you go.
Oh no, I just had.
No, I want to do. I want you to.
I've loved our conversation.
I know.
I know you don't have a ton of time today.
I know, but I'm fine right now. I'm good.
I know you've got to go and do your.
I'll do it.
Oh,
it's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, bring it up.
I wanted to ask you though.
Yeah.
Because I tried to tee up a little internet video for you and Scott.
Oh.
I don't know if you got to it.
Oh, we did. No, we saw it.
There's a video that went viral over the last week or two.
Yeah. It's hard
to
watch.
Two kids in
man.
A drill, in a football drill. And these kids are, what would you say, to 8 years old?
I think they said they were seven.
Seven? Okay. Mm-hmm. So seven
so
years
kind
old.
Kind of the very early end of when you can start full contact football anywhere in the country.
And they're running this drill. The kid comes up and they hit helmet to helmet right in the forehead. And one kid is just laid out. And it's one of those.
It's blood curdling. It really is like a bad.
It whips the kid. It whips the kid to the ground.
Yeah. And the head. It's not like he hits the ground and like he hits the mass of his body first. His head
hit first.
Hits the ground.
He whipped down.
And then
you heard one or two adults laugh.
Yes, and it was terrible.
And I think that should be.
Did you read that guy got fired, though, like right after that video
happened? Oh, he did. Oh, thank goodness.
He was fired after that video had happened. So I guess that hit happened last fall, last September, and he was fired by October because the league got word of that hit. That video, this is kind of, I guess, the iteration of that video getting around at a national level.
Mm-hmm.
It had already gotten around on some local level where it happened, and that guy was fired for that. You don't run
well, good. I think if you tee up kids like that in that situation and laugh when they just get smoked, I think that's instant jail time.
I can't tell you how many times I've been around that situation and the coaches who go, "Ooh, you're all right, get up." And you're like, I can't tell you how many times I've been around that. And like, when you're a kid, you internalize that and you think, this is what it is.
This is how you play.
This is how you play. Yeah. And it was bad.
I'll tell you
that poor kid who hit him too.
Mm-hmm.
All he's told is, You need to do this, otherwise you're not a tough kid. You know, yeah. This is how you have to hit people.
And then he's hitting dangerously. He learns it wrong.
Yeah.
And I think it's so sad because, you know, I like football a lot. And I think that people are unfair about football. But they're not being unfair about head injuries.
No.
I think people are being realistic about head injuries. But overall, in the overall sport of football, I think we're being unfair about it. You know what? The thought crossed my mind. And I'm going to kind of tiptoe this out just with a little baby step because I want to be understood. I don't want to be misunderstood.
It feels like? You know what it feels like? A little bit of this.
Zen right. Headline?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
the guy got fired, right?
Like, this is a fairly straightforward football take. Oh, no, it could be. Yeah, the guy got fired.
Zen Headline.
I feel like that drill would have been 100 times safer had they not been wearing helmets.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly right.
And I think that maybe what a way out, and I'm just tossing this out here for conversation purposes.
That's
right?
Like the rugby style. That's like the rugby philosophy.
Yes,
of,
the rugby is a perfect example. Okay, rugby, no helmets, fewer head injuries.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe football ought to be no helmets, no pads up through a certain age.
Well.
Where
that's
you can
part,
learn.
That's the part where you lost me, you communist.
No. But see, you learn. You learn how to hit. You learn how to do all these things. And then when you get up to a point where, you know, the helmets and the pads and things can come out. And I don't know. I watched that and I thought maybe the helmets in this situation are part of the problem. Because those kids were 7. Their helmets were enormous. I mean, it looked like they were wearing their dad's helmets.
Yeah, they were definitely – and then people think, well, they're big helmets, so they obviously have enough padding in there. And it's like,
No. It's not about
the
padding.
It to knock around, yeah.
Yeah, it's not about the padding.
Hey, Millard, people can download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. You can always hit us with a Zen Headline, hashtag Zen Headline. Also, on the next podcast, Ethan, this week – hey,
yeah.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should try to figure out ways to convince – my 12-year-old that he should get the vaccine.
Oh, is he hesitant?
A little hesitant. And I know your thing is you're my kid. I'm dragging you to the vaccine place.
Yeah. I've already done
get
that
tips.
With two of my kids. Yeah.
I want to get tips because I only have one that's in the age range, and I want to see what the tips are to be able to get those kids to do it. So for Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you next time, everybody.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.